Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Esty and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
What do we got on the docket today, Young Mac?
We are starting, we are benching, we are cutting. Let's start with sandwiches here, Bob.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready?
All right.
Turkey, ham, roast beef.
All right, I think this is pretty simple for me. I'm starting all of them and putting all the meat on one.
That's great.
You know, two
like
slices of bread and doing a cold cut hero right there. You remember that song back in the day? Cold cut hero. But I'm going to start the turkey. I'll probably bench the ham and then I'll cut the roast beef. Just kind of in that order.
Yeah.
I love a good turkey sandwich. I love a good ham sandwich too. And I like a good roast beef sandwich, but I like ham better than roast beef.
I'm going to go, turkey, ham, roast beef. I think that is the order I agree with. I don't really ever have, like, just a plain roast beef sandwich. Not that I don't like it. I have before. I do enjoy it, but I don't seek it out. You're right.
When was the last time you had a roast beef sandwich?
Plain roast beef sandwich.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Like, you've had, like, a French dip or something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's not a roast beef sandwich where you go to the, you know, the store and
I go to
have
the deli.
Yeah. Say, I'm going to have roast beef tonight and a slice it and have a sandwich. When I was a kid is the last time
I
had
something like
that.
What I'm saying. Yeah, usually it is. You're right. Turkey, ham, then roast beef. Add the onions. Add the maters. All right. Tennis, golf, swimming, the country club sports. Walter Pennington plays these.
Yes. I'm going to start swimming. I'm going to bench tennis, and I'm going to kick golf very far to the curb.
You and I staying in stride here, swimming is awesome. It's an amazing sport, both for watching, competing, and just doing casually.
Yeah.
It's great. It's really good.
It's great exercise.
Great exercise. Good for your joints. Doesn't hurt it like other ones do. And then, yeah, tennis is really fun. And then, yeah, golf, I'm good.
When was the last time you played golf?
Long time. I don't even know. I really haven't played 18, but like once or twice in my whole life.
Yeah, good for you, man.
Yeah. Not my thing. I remember when we went, my dad like took us as when we were kids, me and my brothers. And I remember just the first thing kind of being turned off because we had to dress nice, and I was like, why would I go outside and sweat all day if I have to wear like my polo? I was like 8, and I was like, this kind of sucks.
Yeah.
You know?
I haven't really played since my kids were born, because I was like, I'm not going to waste that time on the weekend,
dude.
And
yeah.
You know, away from them, so... And I wasn't any good at it, and I didn't like it. It was frustrating, and I'm just like, eh, it's 5 hours of it.
It's yeah, money and time are my main two reasons. I'll go chuck some disc golf. Chicken, Popeyes, Church's, KFC.
Well, I think I'm going to start Popeyes. I'm not a big fried chicken guy, but I'm going to start Popeyes because of the red beans and rice. I like that. I'm going to bench KFC because of their coleslaw, mashed potatoes, and, of course, the spork. And then I am going to cut Church's. So I don't know that I've ever been to a Church's.
Really? Oh, we used to have a Church's by my house in Leawood. I don't know. Church's is like gone. I haven't seen a Church's here in a minute. But yeah, there was a Church's where I lived, Leawood, somewhere there, when I was a kid growing up. Me and my dad used to love it. I'll bench them. I'm going to start KFC because of the spork, because of the mac and cheese, the mashed potatoes, and because of our friend Emily. And then I'll cut Popeyes, which is tough. And Church's is going above that purely based on nostalgia.
Yeah, that's fine. Nostalgia sells, dude.
It does.
Yeah,
it really does. But Popeyes has a great chicken sandwich, so I get you.
Do you love that chicken from Popeyes?
Love that chicken from Popeyes. Chiefs alternate jerseys. Black, if you could see one, if those existed.
Yeah.
Black, gold, or other, because I couldn't really think of what the other one would be. If you have an idea, please add it. Okay, black, gold, or gray.
What do you think? You like gray?
I think gray's it, yeah.
I think gray does look kind of cool, but... All right, I'm going to preface this and say black is what I'm going to start, okay? However, it needs to be done right.
Yeah, it could look bad.
When the Royals did black back in the day, it looked terrible. Wasn't a fan. I thought it was awful. Good attempt, but nah, it just didn't work, right? So it's got to be, like, I've seen some of these black alternates that are out there. I'm not really crazy about a lot of the black alternates, but I think Nike can get it right and do it the right way. So I will start the black. I will bench the gray. And I will cut the gold, because the gold would make it seem like all these quarterbacks are out there playing and nobody could get hit.
That's true. That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, I'll start the black. I'll bench the gold, and I will cut the gray, even though I think the gray could look pretty sexy. I actually think the gray's probably got the best floor out of those three. Like, I think the worst the gray could look is much better than the worst that the black and the gold could look. Those could both end up looking pretty rough.
Yeah.
If done incorrectly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think if you're going to go all black... You know, black pants, black jerseys. I would put the numbers in red, probably.
I like it.
Outlined in white. I wouldn't have the yellow. I don't like the yellow. I don't know where
the yellow would go at that point.
Really adds all that much. And then I would do a matte white helmet with a black arrowhead and inside the red KC. That's what I would do.
Maybe like a gold outline on the red KC and the helmet, maybe? That could work. On the white, no?
Yeah, I don't know if that pops for me.
Either way.
I know that I'm hard.
I'm in on that. That looks great.
There's nothing more that Kansas City Chiefs fans want than an alternate. And I think the players would love an alternate, too.
Of course, man.
It's fun.
It's super fun. It's awesome. I remember in high school, when we got a cool alternate jersey, it was like the best thing ever. Chiefs alternate uniforms. They're sitting on a gold mine if they did pink from the 620.
Well, they do pink for the
Breast
cancer, but I don't think they do the pink jerseys anymore.
I don't think anyone.
No, I think they're done with the pink jerseys. I'm sure you could probably find one somewhere, but I don't think they're doing them like they have for the last couple of years. I think that ended during COVID, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, an alternate jersey, something different. Fans would love it, man. It is a license to print money.
Let's go to the AFC West, the division rivals. You got to start, bench, and cut. You can't cut all these, Bob. Chargers, Broncos, and Raiders.
I'll cut them all.
You can.
I'm going to start the Broncos. I think they are the second best team. I think they have the second best quarterback coach combination in the AFC West. I am going to bench the Chargers because I just don't know what to expect from the Raiders this year. I'm a little all over the board on them. I think they've got some really good talent. They got a much better coach. But I don't know that they're ready to go out there and dominate just yet with Geno Smith. So that's why I'm cutting the Raiders. It's hard, though. I mean, this division has gotten really effing good, dude.
This division's great. This is really
It's going to be fun.
Very fun. Yeah.
Especially when we, you know, whack some 35-0, 42-0 in every game.
Yeah, I'll go Broncos 1-2. I said it early on in the offseason. They're going to have the best defense in the NFL. At least that's my opinion. The Chargers, I am off, man, and I was wondering if I was going to kind of start to lean more towards that way, as so many people tend to do in the offseason with the Chargers, but I don't think the roster's there. I think they're at least a year away. I love Harbaugh. I love Herbert, but it's not yet. It's not yet for them. And then the Raiders, would the Raiders win the AFC South, or would they have a good chance at it, Bob? They would have to.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting one right there.
For whatever reason, that popped in my head this morning at like 4:45. I was just like, the Raiders could like kind of win the AFC South.
Again, I don't know what, like, would Geno Smith be the second best quarterback in the AFC South?
For sure.
Behind C.J. Stroud, obviously.
C.J. Stroud, yeah, definitely. Unless Cam Ward blows up, right?
Right. We don't know anything about Cam Ward, though,
so not including him. And then, yeah, Daniel Jones.
Yeah, or Anthony Richardson, whoever they play out there. Yeah, I mean, they would have a pretty good opportunity to probably win the AFC South. Yeah,
they would. I mean, Brock Bowers and Ashton Jeanty and really any division are going to be two of the best in their league. So, let's go quarterbacks. Brock Purdy, Bo Nix, Trevor Lawrence.
Well, I'm starting Bo Nix. I'm benching Brock Purdy, and I'm cutting Trevor Lawrence. This is a big year for him,
huge year.
But again, another new coach, another new system. You know, how many systems has he been under now? He was under the one at first with Urban Meyer, then he was under the one with Doug Peterson, and now he's under the one with that Duval weirdo.
Duval, yeah, Liam Cohen. I'll bench him. I'll cut Brock Purdy, even though I like him too, and I'll start Bo Nix.
Are you cutting Brock Purdy?
I'm going off of, I think Brock Purdy, I'm still a Trevor Lawrence believer,
okay.
I guess is where I'm at. I think Trevor Lawrence has a super high ceiling, and frankly, I think the floor has been punched down because of the lack of talent and because of how bad a franchise this has been, not to mention his first year with Urban Meyer. I think with a competent head coach and offensive mind like Liam Cohen, which I believe he is, and some weapons which he's supposed to have, I think Trevor Lawrence could be good. He's had 2 4,000 passing yard seasons. I think that he could make this one a third.
And he's also the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, if I'm not mistaken, at $55 million.
I don't know. He might be overall. I think this year, Dak Prescott's going to make the most money.
Oh, okay. Because I swear I saw something the other day that had him at number one at $55
million. You might be right.
Dak is at $55 million too, I think. Something crazy like that.
But isn't there a year with Dak's contract where, like, because we were talking, it's like 1 year, like, I think it's this year, it's like $70 million paid,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah. Is it this year or is it next year?
It's one of those two, so I'd have to check. But either way, yes. Top of the class.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So there you have Start, Bench, and Cut, brought to you by our friends over at Jay's Southland Till. One organization is digging a deep, 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 deep hole for themselves, and we'll talk to Chiefs head coach wife, the head coach's wife, Tammy Reed, coming up at 9:30. She's got a cool way for you guys to get involved and help her out next.
Bundle-a-roo-ski.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll talk to Tammy Reed, the wife of Andy Reed. She's got some cool stuff going on that you can get involved in and help something that is near and dear to her heart, and that is the Westport Historical Society. Excuse me this morning as I am a little verklempt today, I guess. I don't know. This humidity.
Yeah, it's getting after you. I get it.
No, it has been the last couple of days.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, I'm worn down, I think. I don't know what it is. Sinus is cold, so in the hot, out to the air conditioner, vice versa, corn sweat, the whole nine yards, right?
All the corn sweat.
I don't know if it's still humid out there, what it's like up in those practice facility fields up there in St. Joe, but it's got to be a stinking mess up there today. You're playing football and you're wearing the gear. I know it's kind of light today as they start training camp, but even still, I mean, if you've been outside today, you know what a mess it is out there. You don't want anything to do with that. So
it was
best
humid
of luck.
When we got out at 4:30 or whatever. It was just
like, I'm dreading walking out the door when we're done here today in like an hour or so. Yeah. Like walking outside going, oh my God. What in the hell? But it's supposed to be like 100 to 105 today. There could be flash flooding that takes place today at some point in time. So just stay inside, man. Like there's no reason to go out of doors for anything today.
I got to weed eat the front.
Not today.
Yeah, you're right.
Not today. No, absolutely. Plus, it's still wet from all the rain we had
yesterday.
Yeah, that's
true. We had so much rain. Yeah, that's true. That's what I was telling you yesterday. I got Nashville friends coming over this weekend, which I'm super excited about. But I'm more...
Are they bringing that hot chicken?
I hope they bring some Hattie B's. I'd love that. But I'm more concerned. I'm like, want the house cleaned or whatever. But like, I'm more concerned about my yard. I want my yard to look nice, you know?
Well, it will. I mean, give it a couple of days before you go out there and take a weed whacker to the...
That's just true.
I mean, you might collapse from heat stroke out there today. That's how hot it is.
If it's that hot, yeah, then I'm not messing with that.
You don't want to mess with that kind of stuff today. There's no reason to be out there unless you have to. And if you're working outside today, God love you, man. stay hydrated. Keep
Seriously,
yourself safe.
Be careful. Yeah.
Keep yourself safe. All right, what's going on in Cincinnati? Can you just tell me what's going on in Cincinnati right now?
It's a joke, man.
So now Trey Hendrickson has no interest in showing up, right?
He's in Florida. On his Instagram story, he is in Florida.
Right?
Yep, he is not there.
And he told Tom Pelissero or somebody of that nature that he is not showing up to training camp because he wants a 3-year deal of guaranteed money, and they're only willing to give him a 1-year deal of guaranteed money.
Yep.
I would say he's 31 years old, so I understand the trepidation with the Cincinnati Bengals. However, he is a player that has been at the top of his game for the last 2 seasons. He's earned that money. He's worth more than the $16 million per year that they have on the contract for him.
Yeah.
You know,
way more.
He's outplayed his contract.
He's double that.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, you know, he's a guy that deserves all of the money. And you have to keep your players happy. You have to keep your organization, you know, feeling good about themselves. And when you start training camp and you've got these big contract disputes hanging over your head, it doesn't do anybody any good. Yeah, we had Chris Jones here. Everybody figured eventually that was going to get worked out. And when Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and you got adults in the room, it was going to be okay. We'll figure this out, right? Andy has won playoff games with backup quarterbacks going 99 yards and leading the team down the field, right? Mm-hmm. They have shown that they got this. Other organizations have not proven that, especially the Cincinnati Bengals, who have been looking for an identity for the better part of, well, their entire existence. And you don't want to get into, you know, battles with players and come across as being cheap, come across as being tone deaf, come across as being clueless. And I think over the last 24 hours, Mike Brown, the owner of the Bengals, has kind of become that clueless tone-deaf guy. He had this to say about Shamar Stewart yesterday.
This one is surprising. I hesitate to get into the detail, but basically it turns on whether out years are guaranteed if he gets involved in conduct detrimental to football. Well, what does that mean? Detrimental to football in recent years has been violence to women. That's about the one that comes to mind. There are others probably, but that's the one that I think of. Well, if we get a player who gets involved in something like that or does something that is just unacceptable, guess what? I don't want to pay him. I really don't. If he's sitting in jail, I don't think I ought to be paying him. And so we say that if he got involved in conduct detrimental, we'd have the right to terminate the guaranteed part for the back years. He says, or his agent says, oh no, you can terminate the guaranteed part only for the remaining part of the year in which the event occurs.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. What the hell was that? This is the player, Shamar Stewart, who has not signed his rookie contract yet. Top 15 pick, I believe, right? And he is sitting down in Texas because he went to Texas A&M deciding whether or not he's going to play for an organization. I don't think I've ever heard anybody have a does this guy have a record or anything like that, like, right? Like,
no,
I'm trying to figure out, like,
where
is this coming from?
You know, beating women, and Shamar Stewart's like, wait, what?
Yeah, like, what has he done to deserve that rap from Mike Brown?
Do you know me?
Like, I've never heard an owner or a general manager say they don't want to get into a contract with a player because he could end up in jail. Now,
you just drafted him.
Now, I will say, yeah, right, you just drafted him. If you had that kind of concern about that player, you shouldn't have drafted him, right? First and foremost.
Of course.
But secondly, the only time I've ever heard of this being a situation is with Tyreek Hill. And they never gave Tyreek Hill a guaranteed contract. It was always roster bonuses. His salary was basically a roster bonus because they believed that they couldn't trust him. for obvious reasons, you couldn't trust Tyreek Hill, right? You couldn't trust that guy. He had a track record. Mm-hmm. He showed you who he was. This guy has done nothing, and the owner's out there worrying about paying a guy if he ends up in jail. Last I checked, if you go behind bars, you ain't working, you ain't getting paid, regardless of how guaranteed your contract is. I don't think in any court of law will that hold up, where Mike Brown would go, well, I still have to pay this guy even though he's in jail. Every judge would look at that and go, but he's not doing the job. And if you're not doing the job, you don't get paid. And so that, to me, is one of the more ridiculous, idiotic statements that I've ever heard somebody in that kind of power make about an athlete. And I'm just befuddled by it. Like, that's where he went with this guy's contract. Well, if he ends up in jail and he domestic... What the hell's
going on? Whoa.
Yeah, wait a second here. I have no track record. You really don't know me. We've hardly talked and had the chance to get to know each other. Where is this coming from? And I have the word trust written down on this. Mm-hmm. If you're a player in the Bengals organization, you want the ownership group, the front office, to trust you.
Of course.
You're going in...
And
respect you. You're going into your first season...
Yeah.
With this organization, and those are the comments that the owner's making, the NFL should intervene and say, here's what we're going to do. Shamar, you're back in the draft next year. You know, we're going to make an exception. This was totally uncalled for to hear the owner of this franchise saying that he doesn't want to pay you if you end up in jail. You could say that for every contract and every walk of life and every job out there. I don't want to pay him if he ends up in jail. Well, here's the good news is you're not.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't still collect paychecks when you go to the pokey.
No, exactly. Also, like, you're trying to make this new precedent for your first-round pick unilaterally, like, hey, and not offering him else anything extra. You're taking all these things away and giving nothing new, and you're wondering, you're sitting here honestly confused as to why this isn't going well. What the hell?
Yeah.
And then you're going to call him a criminal, basically. I mean, or at least kind of allege that, oh, this could happen. And the only crime he could think of was domestic violence. It's
right.
Just, that was really botched job by Mike Brown.
Really bad. Really tone deaf by him. Jerry Jones also tone deaf yesterday, saying he may not want to sign Micah Parsons because there's a possibility that the guys get injured. You can't run your organization that way. You can't get into a situation where you're worried about paying somebody because they could get injured. And in the NFL and professional sports, look, we all know injuries happen, and those are the chances that you take. Those are the opportunities that present themselves, and you've got to decide whether or not you want to sign a player. And if that player is really, really good and you really believe in that player, then you sign that player. And if injuries happen, then you figure it out. There isn't a sport out there right now where injuries don't impact teams every single day of the week, right? Whether it's basketball or baseball or football or hockey or anything, you have the opportunity to have your guys injured. That can't prevent you from signing these guys to contracts. You can't not pay Micah Parsons because you're afraid he's going to get injured. Or you can't not pay Dak Prescott or Trey Hendrickson because you're afraid that they're going to get injured. Injuries happen. It's a part of the game. And when I look at injuries in sports, it's just one thing that you have to kind of factor in. You have to plan for. You have to have a backup plan. And again, it's part of the reason why this organization here in Kansas City continues to churn along, because they don't let injuries affect and derail everything that they're trying to do. Obviously, the backup guys at multiple positions aren't as good as the starters, right? Obviously, that's why they're backup guys. But that doesn't get in the way of making the right decisions and deciding whether or not you want to pay a player. You go out there and you pay a player because you believe in that player. And if that player gets injured, then those are some of the things that you have got to deal with. It is time to talk something fun here on 96.5 The Fan. And we are joined by Tammy Reed, the wife of Chiefs head coach Andy Reed. Tammy, are you there this morning? Because I don't know how to work the phone. Mac, can you put the phone up? Got it. Tammy, you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
You there?
I am. I don't know how to operate the phone, Tammy. They usually do that for me.
Yes, you do. Don't you do that all the time?
No, I don't. Usually Dusty does it or Mac does it or somebody else. I'm fat fingering things. I don't know what I'm doing.
He's helpless, Tammy.
Okay. Well, you got your shtick and they have theirs.
That's exactly right. And what you're doing, I think, is awesome. I have you seen the trailer yet to the documentary that's coming out on ESPN about the Chiefs?
I have not.
Okay, it's great. And there's a little blip of it where your husband gets a little bit emotional. And I'm like, he's one of us. He is now all Kansas City. We love him. He loves us. And you guys are proving it with what you're doing down with the Westport Historical Society, how much you guys love this town. Tell everybody what you and Andy are trying to do to restore the Harris Kearney House.
You know what? We're starting a capital campaign, $500,000, which I've heard isn't that much. I'm like, what? Okay, let's do it. But, yeah, we just got involved a little bit because we do love Kansas City, and it's now our home. And when people say, where are you from? I go, Kansas City. And they go, oh, Kansas? I go, no, Missouri, the Missouri side, which is crazy to have to explain to everyone in America. People don't know this. But, yeah, we love it here. And I got involved a few years ago with Westport Historical Society, the Harris Kearney House, and we're excited to kick this off and bring something to the masses and hopefully get everyone else interested. And to, even if they're not interested in that part, maybe they'll be interested in what we're fixing to throw out there to the world.
Yeah, I do like that a lot. We'll get to that in 1 second. But for those who don't know, explain what the Harris Kearney House is all about and why you guys are involved in trying to restore it.
Well, it was built in 1855 by John Harris and Henrietta Simpson Harris on 5 acres of the corner of Westport Avenue and Main Street. And it is actually one of the oldest buildings in our beautiful city, in our state. Wow. Well, maybe not the state, but in our city. Yeah, and it needs a lot of repairs. And as you know, any historical home has to be historically preserved properly, the right way. And so that's an old house. I mean, we live in a 19-year-old house, and it's a lot of upkeep. So imagine a house from 1855. So, but yeah, we need a lot of work, little handicap accessible bathrooms, roof repairs, the porch, plaster, brick, you know,
all that
general things a house needs. Yeah.
All that upkeep stuff. And you said you guys want to raise $500,000. Can we get that done in the next 30 minutes? Do you think with what we're going to have an opportunity
you
to auction off and give away?
Yes. I was actually calculating. We need 20 to 25,000 people to buy the tickets to the thing we're talking about soon.
Okay.
And I think you reach the masses. I don't know how many listeners you have.
Millions.
Millions. And hopefully those listeners will tell other listeners and we'll just blow the roof off this baby.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to auction off what I think is one of the coolest things ever, an Andy Reid autographed football, 2 tickets to an upcoming Chiefs game against the Ravens, on-field passes. And you know, Tammy, you've lived in Kansas City long enough. We got parking, too. You know how important that is in Kansas City.
Yeah.
So we're going to kick in the parking.
Yeah. I threw that in because everybody's like, gosh, where do you park? I'm like, I don't know. I have a parking pass, and that's what everybody needs. They need a parking pass.
Right, exactly. And so we're going to include all of that. And people can buy raffle tickets beginning today, right? And have the opportunity to enter the raffle that will be drawn in September for this great prize.
Exactly. Yep. So, and I would like to point out that while this is a great package, I think it's the 2 pregame field passes that's going to get everybody like over the edge. Like, are you kidding me?
Right.
I get to stand on the sidelines and take pictures and look at all my favorite players warming up. And yeah, that's the deal.
Yeah. For those who haven't been down on the sidelines before a game, you get that opportunity. Obviously, probably been down there before. Tell folks what they can experience and why that is so cool.
Well, you know what? I do it all the time. And when you're in my position and I get to do things like this, you kind of forget how amazing and exclusive this is and that it's something that not everybody gets to do. But you go down on the field and they have a little partition and you stand behind it and you can watch all the players warm up, both teams, Ravens and Chiefs. So if you're a Ravens fan, don't care. Buy the ticket too. I don't care.
Right.
But root for the Chiefs. But you get to take pictures and look at, and sometimes if you have your pin and your hat out or whatever, they'll come by and give an autograph every once in a while. You never know who's going to drop by and just do something like that for you, or just talk to you and shake your hand and say, hey, you know.
And create those moments that are, you know, everlasting, right? The stuff that you really can't put a price tag on. If you have the opportunity pregame to be down on the field, and let's say Patrick Mahomes comes up to you and says hello, that's life-changing. You will never get the opportunity to do that again. And so that's why we need to get people to buy these tickets. They can go to westporthistoricalkc.org/raffle. $25 a piece or $5 for $100, right?
Exactly.
All right. So let's get this thing moving. Let's raise $500,000, and we'll all be down there. We'll help you repair this house, too, if you need some of us to help you out, Tammy.
Oh, I would love that. Are you handy?
No, but I can pretend. I couldn't figure out how to turn the phone on.
You know what? I think that we all have that in us that's more than we think we have, because I've done Habitat for Humanity and different organizations, and I, after I got done, I'm like, I can build a house. Yeah. Like, I can really do this. So,
yeah.
So you can come down. We'll call you.
You call me. You let me know when to be there, and I'll be down there. I'll put my work belt on, and I'll do whatever I can to help you guys out.
I love it.
Well, Tammy, thank you so much for coming on this morning and promoting this and doing all this cool work, because there's so much history in Kansas City. As you know, Diane Houston, one of my good friends, and I, we talk history in this town all the time. There's so much history and so many cool things here, and the fact that you guys are helping restore an important part of that, I love it. I love it, love it, love it, love it.
Well, you're welcome. And just so you know, Coach Reed is an avid historian. I mean, he loves anything history and couldn't get enough of it while we were there visiting, and he's taken the tour, and he was just like glued to Marty and listening to all the things about that house. He's like, this is crazy, everything that's happened right here in our wonderful city.
Yeah, so much has happened here in Kansas City. You just got to find a way to uncover it. So thanks for doing all that.
Exactly.
It's westporthistoricalkc.org/raffle. $25 a piece, $5 for $100, and you get the opportunity to be on the field pregame for the Ravens game, tickets to the game, a parking pass to the game, and an autographed football from Andy Reid. Did I forget anything?
No, you did an amazing job. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Tammy, and enjoy the rest of the summer and get ready for 17-0 and another Super Bowl.
From your mouth to God's ears.
You better believe it. Thanks, Tammy. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Tammy
Reid
with the Chiefs, and her husband, you may have heard, Andy Reid, is the head coach of the Chiefs. And so they're going to do a great job of restoring the Harris Kearney House built in 1855 down in Westport. Mac, you and I will go down there. We will help them out. We will do what we can to help out the Reid family and to raise some money. And we'll probably buy some tickets for this as well. WestportHistoricalKC.org/raffle. $25, not a lot for an opportunity to be on the sidelines, you know, for a Chiefs game, win tickets, win the autographed football from Andy Reid. So many cool things involved in that as well. And that's a reason why you love, you know, Andy Reid and Tammy, and you heard what she had to say. We're Kansas Cityans now. And I told you when I heard that video, I heard that promo for the documentary that's being run by the Kansas City Chiefs and ESPN. When I heard Andy break down, I knew. I said, he's ours, and he loves it here, and he's going to do everything he possibly can to make Kansas City a better place. And it's just little things like that, giving back and doing all those kinds of things, which makes Kansas City a wonderful place. And it's cool to see Andy Reid involved in that. I'll go down there and paint some walls and put up plaster or do whatever we need to do to get that house moving in the right direction. Instead of weed eating today, we can go down there and check out that house, right?
Would love that. Would love that. The 515 says, I'm on the website. Do you have to be a KC resident to participate?
No.
816, Bob, can we offer to help repair?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what you want?
Yeah, we can absolutely do that. I will tweet out the link here in a second when it goes live. It's going to go live. It should be live right now, honestly. But I will tweet out the link where you can go buy the tickets to the raffle that is being taken place. That includes the autographed football, the game tickets, the parking pass, plus pregame field passes as well. In a minute, as soon as we go to break, I will tweet out that link so you can just go on there and click on it and buy those raffle tickets and get those things taken care of. I think they're going to raise this money in seconds. I think they're going to have all that done because Andy Reid wants it done, and what he's done for us and what he's brought to our city and all the joy that he's brought to us, we can give back a little bit and make sure they get that project done that is so near and dear to their hearts. Coming up here on 96.5, The Fan, will wrap things up and get you set for what's going to take place at training camp later on today on 96.5, The Fan.
Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan.
Reed for coming on and promoting the event that they are doing. The event, I say, rebuilding a house, the 1855 Harris Kearney House in Westport at westporthistoricalkc.org/raffle. And you can buy your raffle tickets there to give yourself the opportunity to win that great prize featuring an Andy Reid autographed football, field passes to the game against the Ravens, the game tickets for the Ravens game, and a parking pass as well. $25 gets you entered in to that raffle, and they'll announce it. I think September 7th is the date that they're going to announce the winner of that raffle. So you got plenty of time to get in, get entered, and help support a great cause. I think that, you know, we've got to tell the story of the past. I know a lot of people this day and age don't really care about history, and if it happened before their lifetime, they don't really have an interest in it, but you've got to always preserve history, look at history, learn from history, and don't repeat history a lot of the times, right? A lot of the times you don't want to repeat it. Sometimes you do, but sometimes you don't. But I think it's always good to make sure that everything is up to date in Kansas City, as the song once said. And so that's what we're going to do. Take an 1855 house, update it, and let everybody know all of the historical things that have taken place right here in our town. Interesting tweet from the NFL Players Association 1 minute ago. We back. Training camp is here and the grind begins. And that's where it is right now. You know, this is an interesting training camp for the Chiefs because it could be the last one for Travis Kelce. And this is a team that is on course for revenge, right? This is a revenge tour. And that's easy to throw out there and say that it's a revenge tour. But it is, and it all begins today up in St. Joe. And I think this is going to be, Mac, and I don't know what your perception is, I think this is going to be very workmanlike. I think this is going to be a very, I hate to use the term serious camp, because that just sounds like the other camps aren't serious. But I think there's an agenda here. There's a goal here. There are plans here, and they are going to be very workmanlike with this thing. And they are going to go up to training camp. They are going to get a lot done, and they're going to be ready to kick everybody's ass when the beginning of September rolls around.
I think so, but I also think that they're going to put an emphasis, which we've heard from a lot of the players this offseason, including Mahomes, on having fun. I think they're going to be serious, like you said, working hard, have lined out very specific objectives and goals like they always do that they usually tend to reach. But above that, I think the biggest difference from last year to this year is they're going to kind of reduce some of that initial pressure that they have and the target on their back. They're going to try and truncate that, and they're going to try and emphasize and maximize the amount of fun and enjoyment they can get out of being a team together, because that started to waver last season just a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Winning every game 17-16. Yeah, winning's fun, but when you know in the quarterback, you'll get to it, Bob. Joe Burrow beats the Titans by 15 points or something, and he is pissed after the game because they didn't play right.
Yeah,
you know,
they
8 or 9 penalties, false starts. He's screaming at the coach, "No, don't tell me this was good. This sucked." And I think that at the end of the day, that kind of was it for the Chiefs. Like, okay, we're winning, but we're not. There's so much meat left on the bone, and we're not having fun doing it. We're not launching the deep ball. I think they're going to get back to having some fun, you know, dances, taunts, the pettiness, all that sort of stuff that kind of got lost in the rear view last year because it was so much pressure to get the three-peat.
Yep.
From the ball boy to Patrick Mahomes to just you and I as just normal fans.
I felt pressure last year. Like,
exactly.
I hated it last year.
Yeah,
like, I felt in my stomach every single week, like, okay, don't lose.
Yep,
and
exactly.
When you have the relief of not losing and you appreciate that more than the joy of winning, there's something wrong with all that. And I know that from talking to Bill Self over the years. One of the things that he said to me that really stood out, he goes, we fret and take so much in losing that we forget to, you know, take the joy in winning at times. And I think we saw that last year with the Chiefs, and not that they weren't having fun and all that kind of stuff, but they had a stated goal. Like, there was no deviating last year. They had to get back to that Super Bowl for that three-peat, right? Like, that was the goal all season long. And they kind of played to the level of their opponent sometimes, but also,
yeah, for sure.
Also they were playing to the stiffness, if you will, of trying to three-peat. Like, it's not an easy thing to do when you're expected to go out there and win and be perfect. And that was their goal. They wanted to be perfect. They wanted to go out there and make sure that they won every game so they would ensure themselves of getting to the three-peat. And sometimes when you go out there and play not to lose instead of playing to win, then it has an impact on you. And I think getting the fun back doesn't mean they're not going to work as hard in training camp, right? Doesn't mean it's not going to be workmanlike up there, but they can still have their fun doing it and realize that, hey, it is a game. Let's air it out a little bit more. Let's do this. Let's do that. And I think part of the reason why they didn't have as much fun maybe last year, you know, doing all that, because they did have so many injuries. I mean, that offense last year from basically the time Rashee Rice, well, no, Hollywood Brown went down in the first play of the preseason. I mean,
yep.
And so they were constantly reevaluating ways to do things and changing, and not changing things because you lost a guy on Sunday and you had all week to get ready for it. Oh, crap. Rashee Rice just went down in week three in the middle of a game. We've got to change in game. And it was just a constant change and constant, chasing their tail, I guess you could say. And eventually it wears on you and it gets to that point where you're like, I'm out of gas. And I think that's where they got to last season against the Philadelphia Eagles. I think they just ran out of gas. They had put so much into getting to that Super Bowl that they forgot to have the fun once they got to that Super Bowl, and they forgot everything that they played for all season long. And so I do think it's going to be a lot more fun this year. And that's why I keep going back to, you know, Travis Kelce and American Pie and this being the summer of his senior year, because I think they are going to go out there and have so much fun that they can't stand it. And we won't be able to stand it either.
It kind of almost felt like tunnel vision last year.
Yes,
for those players.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Super Bowl kind of like, oh, we have to win. We have to win. We have to win. But hey, why are you doing this for that guy next to you, right? Mm-hmm. For that guy on either side of you, for head coach Andy Reid, for your position coach, for the fans, for the city. You're doing it for all those reasons, for your family.
Right.
Right. It got so into Lombardi, team, pressure, need to do this, instead of all those other things. And I think it's going to be easier to recognize some of those things. This is Travis Kelce's swan song, right?
Yeah.
As far as we know, this is his last season. It could not be, but as far as we know, all the signs point to this being his last season. You don't know other players that are going to be gone after this year, whether they retire.
Well, a third of the roster will turn over after this
yes.
season.
Yes, you know? And it could be more, right? Just contracts, retires, all those things. So I think it's going to be more a point of emphasis this season to say, okay, let's really enjoy this. Let's take this in. Let's have some fun. And most of all, let's win some damn football games. And they know how to do that last part, but it's those first things that really come to mind. And you mentioned the injuries. I think there's no doubt that that had a part in it, but I still think it would have been similar. I really do. I think the overall mindset of the team was serious to a fault last year. And you mentioned you as a fan kind of felt it. I did too. And it was just even like a normal conversation with one of your bros who's not a Chiefs fan, right? Like they'd even bring it up. You're like, oh, so three-peat, like, how's it going? Last week was pretty close. Like it was on everyone's mind. You even wasn't a Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
Feels like this year the doubters have kind of crawled back up too. That's going to be in everyone's minds. They're hearing mm-hmm. those things. We know Mahomes hears all of that. So let's get this thing going, man.
Yeah, it's to the point now where I'm ready for the game in Brazil,
exactly.
Right? Like training camp literally started an hour ago.
It's today,
and here we are ready for that game because
I think
they probably feel that way too. Like
for sure.
let's just get these games and play these games. And when they beat the Broncos at home on that blocked field goal, and I had my outburst and didn't have a voice for a week.
Yeah,
that was a lot of frustration too. And like, oh, thank God, you know, a lot of this, like, just exhaustion from fighting so hard and wanting to win that game and wanting to be perfect and wanting that three-peat, the whole, like, and every game mattered last year too. I was just reading something earlier and they were talking about the Steelers Christmas Day game and how impactful that Christmas Day game really was. Like, if the Chiefs would have lost that game, maybe they don't have home field advantage. And so, like, every game mattered because you're going toe-to-toe with Buffalo and you're going toe-to-toe with Baltimore and, you know, in the standings, and you've got to find a way to make sure that you're always ahead of them. And so I think some of the joy was taken out of last season because everybody was so focused on getting to that Super Bowl, we forgot to kind of enjoy that ride along the way.
Yeah.
And instead of enjoying the wins, we were relieved by the wins. We weren't enjoying the wins. We were relieved by those wins. And that's not the way it should be, because I know I felt that way. And it's okay to admit that too. Like, after these games, you're just like, oh, thank God we won. You didn't enjoy the win. You just got that win. And we need to enjoy those wins a lot more now.
100%. I mean, 10-0 in one score games. I think the thing that sticks out to me with that stat is not the 10-0 part. Wow, Mahomes 10-0. Well, they're not going to be able to do that next year. You're right. They're not, because they're not going to be in 10 one score games next year.
Yeah.
That's the main point that I take from it. 10? That's insane. Mahomes has like a 75% win percentage in those one score games. So fine, make it 7-2, 8-2, whatever
right.
it may be. They're going to win those games. The point is, they're not going to be having to win those games by 3, by 4, by 7, by 1. They're going to win these games by 10, by 17. 35-0,
yeah,
according to you.
And I think that's where everybody kind of wants to go now. We want to see those blowouts back. We want to see this team take care of business.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. And use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And have laughers and, you know, put in the second string in the third quarter and stuff like that, and know that, hey, we've got this thing on cruise control. Makes people feel better. Sometimes it's a fallacy, you know, but that's what people want to see. That's what we want from an enjoyment standpoint, and I think we're probably going to get that. So we've got training camp beginning today. It'll last, you know, for the next 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks, however long they're up in St. Joe, but we're 45 days away from that first game, 10 homers away from 300 for Salvi. A lot going on. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm Matt Quatrero on at 9 tomorrow here on Fesco and Dusty.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.